everyone. Welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. I know, she's returned. I took, I guess, pretty much 2 weeks off, but I'm pivoting the upload date. We'll talk about that in a second. I'm changing that. But I took 2 weeks off, totally unplanned. Basically, what ended up happening was last week the election was going on, and I normally upload new episodes on Tuesdays, and I had an episode all ready to go. It was my How I Became a Spin Instructor episode, and I listened over it, and I just blabbed on that entire episode. Like, there was not a single piece of value in that episode. I just blabbed and blabbed, and I really want to put that episode out because I get questions all the time about how I became an instructor at Rev, where I teach, but I want that episode to be perfect, and I don't want it to be like my personal anecdote about how I became an instructor. I want it to be useful so that other people can take tangible tips from the episode and apply them and hopefully, you know, become an instructor themselves. Basically, the episode, when I listened back to it, it was just horrible. Like, it was just me going through my entire journey of how I got into spin and what Rev means to me, which definitely plays a role in how I became an instructor, but there was no good tangible takeaways in that episode, and I really want that episode to be perfect when I release it. So that's coming. So yeah, basically, last week, election week, I didn't have an episode ready because I just hated how that one came out. And then election week went on. If you know me, you know that I am like a politics nerd. I love politics. So I was following the election very closely and honestly stressed me the hell out last week. Like, I was losing sleep over the election. Super, super happy with the outcome. I'm so excited that Biden got elected, but it was a long couple days. Like, we really just take for granted how quickly the presidents are normally announced, because normally they're declared like the night of the election, but obviously, with everything going on with COVID and mail-in ballots, it took a couple days, and I was just living in misery that couple of days. But, you know, it turned out well. My candidate won. I voted for Biden, and I'm super happy about that. But I was just so stressed out about the election, like way more stressed out than I should have been. So it just wasn't a good time for me to put out an episode. I just wasn't in a good headspace. And then that translated to this week. I just had so much going on with school this week. I actually had a final this morning when I'm recording this episode, Thursday. So a lot of my time went to studying for that final. I also had a huge essay rewrite that I had to do. Long story short, I had an essay due for one of my classes a couple weeks ago, and my professor gave us feedback on the essays, and I had to essentially rewrite my whole essay based on her feedback. So that was another stressor. But the semester is winding down, thank God. I am done right before Thanksgiving with actual classes, and then I have 3 finals and 2 papers due. So not horrible, but I'm definitely looking forward to this semester coming to a close. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about school in this episode later on. Let me tell you what like the theme of today's episode is. It's shit that's been bothering me lately. So I don't know, I just feel like I have been really stressed out about a lot of different things and aspects of my life right now, and I just need to vent. And one of my missions with this podcast is to always be honest with you guys and to talk about real shit that goes on in a lot of our lives. I never want to paint this picture that my life is perfect and that I have my entire life put together and I'm always on top of things, because 99.9% of the time I'm not. And it's just really important to me that I'm honest with you guys. So that's going to be kind of the theme of today's episode. But I did want to talk about the podcast in general. So I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I am going to switch the episode upload dates to Friday mornings. They're probably going to be up Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern time. So the reason I'm switching from Tuesdays to Fridays is because Tuesdays are just really hectic for me, and it requires me to record an episode either Sunday or Monday. I like my episodes to be very fresh, unless I'm doing like a guest interview, but those are easy because I just throw the audio into GarageBand and add my intro and outro. But if I'm doing a solo episode, they take a lot of time and effort, because solo episodes, I want them to be like good personal anecdotes, but I also want them to have tangible and valuable takeaways for the listeners. So I just want my episodes to be fresh when I record them. So I always record usually on Sunday or Monday, right before I would normally release an episode on Tuesday. And I'm just really busy in the beginning of the week. I normally am getting stuff ready for school. I have classes on Monday. I have two classes, like two of my hardest classes, to be honest. And when I'm done with those classes on Monday, I'm just super tired. And if I were to record on Sunday, Sundays are really hard for me because I spend that time prepping for school for the week. I tend to do my readings on Sundays. I'll watch football because football's on right now and the Buffalo Bills are doing really well. So I want to watch the football games. Sundays and Mondays are just super hectic for me. And I just feel like a Tuesday upload schedule is not working. Also, I kind of have figured out that a lot of people upload podcast episodes on Tuesdays. And I kind of feel like my episodes maybe get lost in the sauce a little bit. So I feel like Fridays are a good solution. I feel like a lot of people don't upload episodes on Fridays, so it gives you guys something to look forward to. It's kind of just like good vibes to kick off the weekend. And also, I just feel like I'll have more time to put out a really good, juicy, and valuable episode because Thursdays are pretty free for me. So I can dedicate a lot of time to making really good episodes for you guys. So we're just going to test the waters. We're going to see how Friday uploads work. Please let me know how you like Friday uploads. Like I said, I feel like a lot of podcasts don't upload on Fridays. And I feel like it would be good to be putting out new episodes on Fridays because it's kind of like a new market that really hasn't been tapped into. But also Fridays might not be good for people because it's like near the weekend. Maybe you don't listen to podcasts on Fridays or during the weekends. We'll just test it out the next couple of weeks. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm curious about your thoughts. But yeah, Friday uploads are going to be happening for the foreseeable future. So before I get into the theme of today's episode, I'm going to do my little opening segment. And I have to tweak this a little because normally I talk about a goal that I have for the week and one negative I'm turning into a positive for the week. And when I was uploading my episodes on Tuesdays, those things I was looking forward to accomplishing. But now that I'm uploading at the end of the week, I have to talk about those in the past tense, which is going to be kind of weird. But also, I feel like it's a good way to check myself if I've actually gotten them done this week. So let's get into it. One goal I had for this week was to get my shit together when it came to my social media. So I created a separate health and fitness and lifestyle Instagram a couple months ago, Morgan Flit Health. I was putting out content on my personal Instagram page, but I kind of just felt weird doing it. I don't know, just because people from college follow me on that Instagram. I just thought it was weird. I felt weird. I felt like I couldn't put out really good, authentic content. So I decided to make a separate Instagram account. And I don't know, I've been okay with keeping up with it, but I really want to take social media seriously. And I want to start diving into other areas of social media as well. So I really, really want to start YouTube. I don't think I'm going to be able to start YouTube until after my finals are over because it's just too hectic of a time for me with all of my studying that I have to get done. But definitely after finals, it is a goal that I must accomplish to do YouTube. So that's a goal to talk about in the future. But I also want to start making TikToks, and I actually am uploading my first TikTok tonight. So by the time you're listening to this episode, it should be up. I think my TikTok is just Morgan Flit. I'll put it in the episode show notes. But I don't know, they're like, TikTok's a great outlet and it's so popular right now. And a lot of people are doing like health, wellness, and lifestyle content on TikTok. And I want to start doing it. And I feel like it'll be a good introduction into YouTube because TikTok is short videos. YouTube is obviously longer videos. So I just feel like it's a good way to like dip my toes into the water when it comes to making videos. So I uploaded my first TikTok tonight. It should be up by now. It's a Lululemon must-haves sweaty workout edition. So it's basically all of my favorite Lululemon items for sweaty workouts. And then I'm going to do one for like lounging and chill. I have all these ideas. I'm going to do little mini vlogs, my morning routine, my night routine. I'm just so excited. I'm addicted to TikTok. It's actually really bad and also concerning because I'm 24 years old and I'm kind of at that age where it's like, it's kind of weird if I'm using TikTok, but I'm also still a millennial, so I kind of can be using TikTok. It's not too weird. I don't know. I'm just at like a weird age, but I love TikTok. I watch it all the time. It's actually so bad. And I'm just really excited to start putting content out on there. So like I said, I'll leave my username in the show notes. It's just Morgan Flint, my name. So follow me on TikTok. Never thought I'd say that. Literally can't believe I'm saying that. And then one negative I had to turn into a positive this week is a little COVID situation I was involved in. So the studio that I do spin instructing at actually had a COVID incident. One of my coworkers got COVID. She tested positive and she was in the studio. I luckily had no direct contact with her. Like I didn't take any of her classes. I didn't see her or anything. But our studio made all of the staff go and get tested and we shut down for the week to deep clean and we're not reopening until all of the staff test negative. I tested negative. I know a bunch of other of the staff are also testing negative, which is really, really good. It also shows that masks work. So wear your damn mask. But this honestly really sucked because I love spin instructing and having to take a week off from it really sucks. But honestly, it worked out in the long run because like I said earlier, I was super busy with school this week and not having to take time out of my week to prep my playlist and teach classes honestly saved me a lot of time and stress and just allowed me to focus on my schoolwork and my exam that I had. So I was super, super bummed when they announced they were closing the studio for a week, but now that the week is wrapping up and I realized how busy I was with school, I'm really happy that I had this extra time to just focus on my schoolwork and study and get all that stuff done. So now let's get into the topic of today's episode, which is shit that's been bothering me lately. So we're going to talk about kind of a bunch of things. One, I've been super, super stressed about the future. Two, I've been really stressed about school. And three, I've been having some bad body image issues lately that I want to talk about. And I feel like so many girls out there relate to this. But let's talk about worrying about the future. So if you know me, you know that I am a huge worrier about the future. I think like a year in advance at all times. I'm just like a huge planner. I am not a go with the flow sort of person. I really, really wish I was, but I'm just not. People always say, like in my family, they always say that I get this from my dad because my dad's the exact same way. He has to have everything planned down to the T. Like it's insane. And I totally get that from him. And I'm going through that right now because this is the last couple months of me being a full-time student because I went to law school straight out of college, which is kind of rare. Not a lot of people do that. They tend to take gap years or even like go on and have a full career before coming back to law school. But when I was graduating college, I had no idea what I wanted to do. So I was like, okay, I'll just go to law school. I am excited to be done with school forever because I've been a student my entire life. And I'm really excited to have financial freedom and not have to attend classes anymore and do papers and read and do homework. But also, the unknown really stresses me out. And I don't really know what's going on with my future right now. A lot of you guys know that my boyfriend and I are long distance. We have been dating for a little over 2.5 years now. So we're pretty serious. We are long distance. He lives in Cleveland, Ohio. I live in Buffalo, New York. So we're about a 3-hour drive away from each other, which isn't too bad, but we both do have busy schedules. I'm obviously a full-time student. He has a full-time job. And then everything that's been going on with COVID, we just haven't been able to see each other a lot. But we're hoping to move in together after I graduate. But the tough part is that we don't really know where we're going to be living. My boyfriend Joe doesn't really want to stay in the Cleveland area, and neither of us really like want to stay in Buffalo. I would be open to it, but for my boyfriend's career, there's not a lot of options here. So we've been thinking about other cities we want to move to, and it just stresses me out. Like the thought of having to pay for an apartment and pay bills and also like work a full-time job, it's just so stressful to me. And it just really worries me that I don't know where I'm going to be a year from now. And just that unknown really, really scares me. And I think I'm just nervous about graduating because, like I said, I've been a full-time student my entire life. All I know is going to school. I have no other obligations or responsibilities except going to school and doing homework and being a student. It's all I've ever known. So just knowing that I'm going to have real life responsibilities in a couple of months really freaks me out. And so when I start to worry about the future, I try to stay really present, which I know is difficult, but I've talked about journaling before on this podcast and how much I just love journaling. It's changed my life. I basically just use it as a brain dump. And when I start to worry about the future, that's when I go to my journal and I do a little brain dump. I usually kind of work through what I'm stressed about, what are like my options for the future, how it's okay to not know where I'm going to be a year from now, because time honestly goes by really fast. And I know things are going to work out in my favor. And I know a year from now, I'll be looking back and being like, why did I stress out so much? But the unknown just really scares me. And the fact that I don't have control over it, I mean, I do to an extent, because obviously I'm graduating, I'm hopefully going to become a lawyer and get a full-time job, but there's still a lot of uncertainties surrounding that. And I don't know, just not being in control of my future really freaks me out. But I try to stay grounded, I try to stay present, I try not to live in the future too much. I know it's easier said than done, but journaling helps me stay present so much. I also love taking walks, because walks are the time that I just like let go of everything that's going on in my life and I completely blank out, and I'll just listen to music or I'll listen to a podcast. And walks are just such a reflective time for me. So I love walks as well when I'm feeling stressed. I think it's really natural to worry about the future and be scared of the future, because very few of us have control of our future and know exactly what's going to happen. Like very, very few of us. And I kind of take comfort in that, as weird as that is. Maybe it's just kind of like we're all in it together mentality, but I take a lot of comfort in knowing that a lot of people in my life feel the same way. I feel like so many of you listening feel the same way. So I'd love to know how you deal with stressing about the future and just worrying about the unknown. It's just so hard being a young adult, because I feel like young adulthood is so difficult because you're navigating this whole new world of responsibilities while also trying to find a job, while also trying to, you know, find a partner and get married and all that. It's just, I don't know. Young adulthood sucks and it just really stresses me out. But I think it's natural to worry about the future. I always remind myself of that, and I just try to stay as present as I possibly can. So I also want to talk about school, because that has been some shit that's stressing me out lately. I talked earlier about how busy I was with school this past week, and honestly, this semester has been a whirlwind and not in a good way. I need to know if anybody else feels this way, if you're doing online classes. Aren't online classes harder? Like, what the hell is that about? I just can't believe how much harder online classes are. And it sucks too, because I'm in my last year of law school. And not that law school will ever be easy, because it's just a rigorous program all around. But I feel like your last year, it's supposed to like lighten up a little bit. You know, you've been at this for 2 years, you're kind of a pro. But no, I have felt so ridiculously stressed out this semester. And like I said, I'm excited to graduate school because all I've ever known is being a full-time student. But I always get asked a lot about law school and if I regret going or if I enjoy it. And I want to do a whole episode about that probably in a couple months when I have more time to reflect on it and I'm more towards the end of my law school career. But I can't lie, I kind of sort of regret going to law school. Hindsight's 2020, but I always say to my boyfriend, like, in my perfect world, I would have discovered spin back in college and my passion for spin way earlier than I did discover it, because I didn't discover it until the spring of my first year of law school. And I just wish I would have discovered my passion for spin earlier, because it is my ultimate dream to open a spin studio. I want to open one so badly. I definitely don't want to be a lawyer for the rest of my life. I would love to open a spin studio and then do social media as a side hustle. So yeah, it's really hard to motivate myself to do my schoolwork sometimes when I'm sitting here being like, I don't even want to be a lawyer long term. And that might sound bad, but I'm just being honest. And I feel like a lot of people feel that way. I feel like it's natural, especially as millennials, to have many career changes. I remember in one of my college classes that I learned a statistic that millennials change jobs more than any other generation. Like, we're just constantly seeking new job opportunities in different work environments, which that is definitely me. I'm someone who I can't picture being a lawyer for the rest of my life. And I would love to open a spin and fitness studio. And I always say to my boyfriend, in my ideal world, I would have discovered spin earlier. I would have just gone and like pursued spin instructing and fitness instructing. And also maybe I had gone and worked at Lululemon or something and then open a studio in due time. So it's kind of frustrating to sit here and be glued to my laptop and glued to my desk and glued to my books when my true passion in life is to open a spin studio. But hindsight's 2020. I always remind myself of that. And it's just a weird balance, because as much as I am like, oh, like screw law school, I regret doing this, I'm also a type A personality. So I can't just like ignore all of my responsibilities with school. Like, I have to read, I have to study, or else I'll just like freak out. Like, I'm just that type of personality that has to stay on top of my schoolwork, even though I despise it. It's just very weird. But I think a lot of people feel that way. Like, we're in school majoring in something that a lot of the times is not our true passion. And we have this idea of what we really want to do in our life, but we're afraid to pursue it. And that's something I never, ever want to happen to me. I don't want to look back when I'm 80 years old and regret not opening a spin studio, because truly, 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 that is like my ultimate dream. I want to do it so badly. So I kind of have like a little plan in the back of my head. I don't want to share it because I don't know. It's just a plan, and who knows what's going to happen, because like I said, the future is unknown. I have no idea what's going to be going on in my life in 6 months or in a year from now. But I ultimately do really want to open a spin studio. And I've actually kind of convinced myself that going to law school will help, because at least I'll understand like the legal jargon of opening a studio and hiring employees and such. So, you know, that's just this kind of stuff I'm struggling with when it comes to school right now. Like, I feel like I'm just stuck in a position that I really don't want to be, and I want to be pursuing something else. And I feel like so many people feel that way. And I've told myself that while I can't pursue my dream of opening a studio right now, nothing is going to stop me from doing that a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now. It's going to happen if I allow it to happen. So, you know, I feel like, I don't know. I just remember being in college and so many of my friends and I being like, I hate my major. This isn't what I want to do in life. Why am I doing this? And it's just really sad that so many of us live our life. So I guess this is kind of like my little inspiration to you all. Don't be afraid to go for that passion, to dream big. Ew, this is so cliche, but it's true. You know, you don't want to be 80 years old and regret not doing your one true passion in life, or your several true passions in life, whatever they may be. So that's just been something I've been struggling with recently. I feel like a lot of people feel the same way. If you feel the same way, like, I'm here for you. DM me on Instagram. I'd love to talk to you about it, but I don't know. In sum, school sucks. The third thing I want to discuss is body image. So this past week, and honestly, it happened to me last month too, I have been going through it with my body image. And, you know, to be quite frank, it is that time of month for me. And this is when I normally tend to feel like very bloated. And I feel like I look in the mirror and I look a lot larger than I realistically am. But body image is something that I feel like so many of us struggle with, and we fail to realize how many people actually really do struggle with it, no matter your size, no matter if you're the skinniest person in the world, no matter if maybe, you know, you aren't on the healthier side when it comes to weight. So many of us struggle with body image, and it's really hard as women, especially, to look in the mirror and not see what you want to see and not like what you are seeing. And that's just been the struggle I've been having. I don't know, especially leading up to my period, I always tend to feel way heavier than I actually am. And I just feel so gross. And then I get into this toxic mindset of like, okay, I really need to clean up my diet, or I really need to up my workouts. And I just get into like a very negative mindset about my body and my health. And it's really hard to control those feelings sometimes. But one thing I always do is remind myself that this is temporary. I try to hold on to reality and just remind myself that I'm feeling this way because I am a girl and it is that time of month for me. But I think just reminding yourself that these negative body image and these negative feelings that you'll have about your body image sometimes, it's all temporary, and it's shit that we all deal with. Strength in numbers, baby. Trust me, there's not a woman in this world who hasn't dealt with negative body issues. It's way more common than you think. And I think also for me, I try to remind myself that I am so much more than what I physically look like. I think especially as women, we feel the need to fit into a certain look a certain way, maintain a certain weight. And it's just really hard to, like I said, look in the mirror and not like what you're seeing. And it can cause a really, really harsh down spiral, and it could make you question your existence and your worth. So I always try to remind myself that I'm more than what my physical body looks like. And I also just try to remind myself that I do take care of my health. I'm a very active person. I eat very healthy almost all of the time, of course, with like the occasional treat, because I am an intuitive eater and I don't believe in restricting anything. But I know what it's like to struggle with body image, and I just try to hold on to reality as much as I can when I'm having these invasive thoughts about my body. But yeah, I don't know, my body image is just some shit I've been struggling with lately. And I, like I said, I feel like so many of us struggle with it. If you ever struggle with your body image, DM me on Instagram. This entire episode is me just saying, DM me on Instagram if you're dealing with this. But no, seriously, DM me on Instagram. I love helping people out. I love giving advice. I don't know what it is in me. I'm not like a big sister or anything, but I feel like I love to give big sister. Well, I am a big sister. I have a younger brother. I meant I'm not like the older sister to a younger sister, if that makes sense. That sort of relationship where there's like a younger sister and she goes to her older sister for advice. I love playing that role, even though I don't have a younger sister. But like I said, with my podcast, I always want to talk about real shit that I'm dealing with and that I feel like a lot of other people are dealing with too. And this is just some stuff that I've been dealing with lately. And it's stressing me out, but you know what? That's okay. Stress is a normal part of life, and we will get through it together. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Remember, the episode upload dates are changing to Fridays, so don't be alarmed if you don't see new episodes being uploaded on Tuesdays. We're just going to test the waters and see how Fridays work. They'll be posted nice and early, probably around 7 a.m. Eastern time. I'm so excited to be back. I feel like this was such an awesome episode. I would love to hear your thoughts about it, so DM me on Instagram at MorganFlitHealth, and also feel free to follow me in the meantime. Also, follow my TikTok. Again, can't believe I'm saying that, but it's just Morgan Flit. I'll put it in the episode show notes. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, especially now that we're switching upload dates. You don't want to miss any of the new uploads that are coming in the forthcoming weeks. So make sure you're just subscribed on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Feel free to give the podcast a 5-star review and maybe even a written review if you have some time, as it helps Apple market my podcast to more audiences. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm so excited to be back. I loved this episode. DM me your thoughts about it on Instagram. I'd love to hear your feedback. And I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye, everyone.